Tanya, if you want to talk, use Discord. Otherwise, I'm going to cook now. I should probably walk around with my phone so you guys can hear. I forgot to eat dinner, so I'm quite hungry right now. And I don't know what I want to eat. I think instant noodles are always good, but I don't know. Can I put my yeah. Let's see if we have other types of noodles. A lot of the stuff that we normally eat is packed away right now, but we have jajangmyeon. Is that how you say it? I think I want mayonnaise on it. Let me see. We have so many noodles. Me see. We also have. I think I kind of want to eat soup. Okay, I'll make mayonnaise ramen. This is the first time I think I've cooked around chat. Hi. Okay. We have, wait, you guys can hear my cats too. Hi. What are you eating? We have Leah Licker, the Licker, making her rare appearance in Leah area. Please don't leave me. I'm sorry. She's very cute. Very lickum. Lickum? Licker. Mwah. Okay. Let's go. Get the. You guys know how to make ramen? Much more capable in the kitchen than you guys would think. Until I get water everywhere. Okay. Boil water. This is Pac Ramen. This is, I don't know what brand this is. Higashi Foods? Tonkatsu Ramen? I don't know, it's something new. Not really. I just eat. Wait, I can look. Really, I just eat Sapporo Ichiban, but sorry, you can hear me crack my knuckles. Okay, here you go. Like the first time I've ever brought my chat, I guess, you guys down in the lower floor of my house. There's so many animals just running around at this hour. It's kind of strange. Gigi's right here. We have the Licker and Trixie, and then one of my dogs is sleeping over by the couch. It's like a whole party. That's not even all of them. Okay. Mayonnaise. I want an egg too. To get egg from the garage. Okay. I can't be too loud though. Or else it'll wake up everyone. I kind of want to drink one of these. There's beer in here. I'll just get an egg. Or will I? No. No beer. Would be good. Okay. Excuse me. Yay. Okay. Egg. Egg. How many pets are there? I have two dogs and four cats. So six. But right now, one, two, three, four. Four are down here right now. Okay, we have egg, open the ramen. Use scissors to open the ramen. Okay. There you go. And then get a bowl. The bowl is blue. The fire is blue. How are you guys doing today? I didn't stream. I thought about streaming. I know I came on Irie's stream for a little bit and I made food then, but I've been really hungry all day. So I kind of wanted to make a midnight snack too. I could, like, never have been in the habit of eating past midnight, but recently, because I haven't been eating regular meals, I get hungry around this hour. And some nights I just go to sleep and I forget about it. But other nights, like tonight, I'm up and I want to eat. And then I was like, I could do a space while I cook. I'm so smart. I'm making tonkatsu ramen. My favorite type of ramen is actually shio, salt flavor. But tonkatsu is okay as well. Once the noodles break up, we can add in the egg. Usually I make it like, well, normally I would add in the egg a different way. Or I could poach the egg right now. I can do like that type of egg. I don't really know how to make that type of egg though. Does anyone know how to make a poached egg? I kind of want to eat it right now. Should I Google it? Let me see. I'm gonna Google it. I'm gonna make a poached egg. How to make a poached egg. Oh, you can make it in the microwave? Wait. How do I make it in the microwave? Microwave poached eggs. This is really a thing? No way. Let's see. This. Wait, no, I don't want to add vinegar. How do you do it? Be sure to crack the egg. Add water to the mug. Poke the egg yolk with a toothpick and then cover the mug. If you don't have one. Wait, so then how do I do it? Wait, here it is. Prep the mug. Put half room temperature water in a microwave safe mug. Crack the egg in water. Microwave the mug. Okay, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna try this. I'm a little nervous. But let me see. I'm looking for a mug. Got it. Fuck. Okay. Mug, water. Crack the. I should not crack this over my iPad. Okay. Crack the egg. Right. Crack the egg. Oh no, there's a hair. Never mind. Okay. Crack the egg in the water. Put the in the trash. Wash your hands. It says to poke it with a toothpick, but I don't have a toothpick. I might have one of those cookie things, so this is our secret. I have a scribe. Let's use it. Poke the yolk. Okay.
So watch this really quick.
Okay. Yolk is poked, and then cover it with a microwave safe plate. I have a paper plate. Let's try that. There's something in the microwave. Okay, and then we're going to take this and put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. I'm kind of nervous that it's going to explode everywhere, if I'm being honest. Okay. What? Wait, what do you mean not the microwave version? I didn't see this until it was too late. Fuck. That seems like a lot of work to do for an egg, though. Salt the water? I don't want to salt the water. I just want to make quick ramen. Wait, it's done. It's starting to turn white. It's starting to turn white. There's some white stuff sticking to the egg. I think it's gonna work. I don't care if it tastes good. I just want to eat it. I want to put it on my ramen. Wait, don't cry. Don't cry. Why are you spitting that fucking emoji? Stop. Okay, don't you want your food to taste good though? I don't eat for the taste. I just eat because I have to. Let's see, let's see, let's see. It's done! You guys said don't do it, but it's done! What a bunch of stupid heads you guys look like. I have a poached egg. Take that! It's perfect! Should I take a picture and show you guys? Wait, my mug looks kind of weird though. Now I kind of want to take a picture. This is like, it's kind of cute. Wait, how do I take a picture? Oh, this. Got it! I'll post it later, okay? And now I have to go back to doing the ramen. If you don't care how it tastes, just drink it raw. Shut the fuck up. Pigs are not real. Okay, fine. I'll post it right now. Tweet. Poached egg. There. There, 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 there. Uploading done. Poached egg. See? 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 Fake egg? You're fake. What was I doing? I was making ramen. Okay. My noodles have kind of been sitting for like that whole time. If I just break them up a little bit more, it should be good. These noodles that it comes with are not very good, but the broth is yummy. Okay. There we go. That's my egg! That looks like an egg. Can you knock it off? Ooh! You have something to say? No? No? Mommy's cooking. You guys are so fucking mean. It's a nice egg. Okay, put it in the ramen packet. Okay, go this way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cooking with Leah. I'm Leah. Take it off the heat and put it in the bowl.
Take out the noodles, put them in the bowl. Yay. Take off the end. Said to let it rest for a little bit, so take it out. Oh, it's not cooked all the way. Would it kill me if I eat it like this? Probably not because the ramen is hot. I wasn't eating it. There you go. Hey. It'll cook in there. And then put in the mayonnaise, cherry on top. Hold on. Out. Bring the bowl to clean the bowl. I never thought. Okay. Grab a towel. You guys don't eat raw eggs. Let's move to the table. Oh wait, I need. Oh wait, I was talking to the other thing this whole time. Go in. Spoon and chopstick. Spoon and chopstick. No, I can't say I don't eat raw eggs. You just crack raw egg over your food and you can eat it. It's perfectly fine. Wait, how do I? Can I prop this up? This? Oh, wait, oh, if I do it like this, then I could probably flip it and see what you guys are saying. There we go, there we go. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong thing. Stop. How do you, oh, there we go. Yeah, you put the egg in the ramen anyway. It can't be worse than Sakana's, right? Should we taste it? If I throw up on the space, can you guys promise that you won't record it? It smells kind of gross, actually. Is this too late to say that I actually don't like mayonnaise? Oh, there's so much mayonnaise in here. Why did I do this? Mayonnaise sounded good like 20 minutes ago, but now. Now that I'm looking at it, it kind of looks like vomit. Okay, let's taste it. Wait, here's the egg. If I open it, it's all creamy. Creamy, creamy egg. Okay. I feel like I'm gonna throw up smelling this. Oh no. Okay, a moment of truth. The ramen noodles? They taste like shit. It tastes like really sad pasta. Thank you for the background music. And like, I didn't get any egg on that, but hi. Okay. The egg is okay. It just tastes like an egg. Doesn't really have anything special about it. I try it with the yolk, though. I use seasoning packet, obviously. I said I'm capable in the kitchen, not a dumbass. You guys don't have a lot of faith in me. It's the consistency of these noodles that kind of makes it taste like really sad spaghetti. Rather than like, if you have like Korean instant ramen, the noodles are very firm and like they're really yummy. But the noodles in like Japanese instant ramen kind of, maybe it's just not my taste. than that, though, it's okay. Other than that, it's fine. Let's try the broth with the mayonnaise in it. I wish the broth was saltier. Maybe that's just because I really like salty ramen. Is it soba? No, it's. It has like the same taste as like. Have you ever had like butter pasta? That's literally what it tastes like, just butter pasta. I kind of want to add salt to this. I'm gonna die of cholesterol before I'm 30. Well, actually, I'm gonna put so much salt in here that I'll never make it to 30. This is my slow suicide. There you go. Don't know, I just like when it's really salty. Okay. You know, like you go to a ramen place somewhere. This is a ramen place I really, 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 really like. It's really close to where I'm moving, so I'll be able to get it like delivered to my house, which I'm pretty excited about. But they have such good salt ramen there. It's my favorite. They make really good croquettes too. I'm more of a umami enjoyer. I don't really like I eat a lot of sweets, but I don't really like sweets. I'd rather eat something like salty. Like if you were to offer like dessert or like onigiri, I'd probably choose like onigiri. I like things with salty rice specifically, or like salty mashed potatoes. Those are good. I don't like having to chew a lot, but I like it when it's salty. Not like that though. I didn't think about that. Not like that, but the examples I gave, you'll be able to figure it out, right? Salty caramel ice cream. I don't like ice cream. I'm fine. Oh my god, I started crying. Not a fetus. It's my fucking egg, you bitch. I don't even remember what I was saying before a fucking egg. It's so hard because I have to be so quiet down here. It's so fucking funny. House. Oh yeah. The place I'm moving to, there's a boba, like place within walking distance from my house. Will I touch grass? If I get boba, yeah. It's gonna be nice. I can just walk and get boba. Will I do it? No, still probably Uber Eats it, but the option is there. In case I'm feeling a bit quirky. You don't slurp, your unborn fetus is wrong. It's an egg, and you look like an idiot. Dangerous on the wallet. You know what's dangerous on the wallet? Is these PC cases I've been wanting for a long time. They look like juice boxes. I think they're from like Iron PC or something like that. Hi. GG's here. Anyways, the Iron PC juice box PC cases.
They re-released them today after like I've been waiting for them for a long time. And I was really excited. And then I went to go buy it and I realized that my motherboard doesn't fit inside of it, so I can't get it. It sounds like such a first world problem. I was kind of sad because I waited so long for it. Hi, you want to be in my stream too? I have something you want to say? You want to say something to operators? No? You just want to stand here? Can you shut up? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's it. That's it. I was gonna get the link. Yeah, that's the. Really? Go tell them to make it bigger so I can put my motherboard in there. It's really cute. I like it so much, but my motherboard won't fit, which is okay because like I can save my money. But like when you've been looking forward to something for so long, and then like you finally get a chance to like do it or get it or something, and then you can't. It's just a little disappointing. It's not like anything I'm losing sleep over or something, but I was like, ah, it's such a bummer. I'm glad that I measured it before I bought it, though. I was gonna get the dragon fruit one. Even though, technically, I like melon stuff the best. I don't like the green PC case because it doesn't match my setup. And the blue one and the purple one are just like too strong. And then I was like, I don't want a pink one because like I just try not to have too much pink in my setup. But I was like, the pink one's cute, so I might as well. But then I couldn't even get anything in, so it's not even that big of a deal. Just save up more and build a whole PC. I have a monster of a PC. I'm not doing that. No. I'm not building another PC. I don't need another PC. My PC is very good and I'm very thankful for it, and I will not get anything, any new PC or anything just because of a cute case. Yeah, my PC is a fucking monster. No, not a third one, please, no. Buying that juice box on pre-built is also like, I mean, it's not that expensive, but like, I don't know. I don't want to spend my money on something like that. It's like, if it's not broke, you don't need a new one, you know? Yeah. If yours is good now, you can sell the components. Can you even sell like a 3090 for good money still? Or like, has the price gone down on 3090s in the market? I don't check that stuff anymore. You know, like my friend got a 3070 recently and had to wait like a long time outside of Best Buy to get it. I don't know like how expensive graphics cards are now. Price has gone down. That's good. Prepping for 40 series? Yeah, no way, no way. 3090 is insanely powerful as it is. Why do you need something even more powerful than that? Like, what the fuck are you trying to do that you need a 40 series to run something? Like, fucking NASA in your backyard type of bullshit? I know, I'm just swapping the motherboard, but I don't want to. 1070 Ti, I have to see what I have in my old PC. It's a 10 something. I'm very content with what I have because it's already overkill for like what I play on it. But if I didn't have the PC I had now, I think like I could get away with like a 3060, honestly. Yeah, prices have gone down. That's good. That's good. That's good. Egg. Put the egg in the noodle. Yeah. Well, if the prices have gone down, it must be a good time to upgrade if you need the parts, right?
Everything else is from 2016. I didn't even stop. I didn't even think about like building a PC before before 2020. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing until 2020, and I thought it was like a new thing that people started doing only because of the shutdown. I didn't know that was like a thing that's been like there was a community dedicated to for years before. But that's also because I never had a PC before 2020, so I was like, it just wasn't something I thought about, you know? You're part of the club now, bro. I said that. I said if I want to understand more about this, I have to build it myself. Like, I can't buy it pre-built because then I'm not going to learn anything, right? Yeah, so I was like, I'm not going to learn anything if I just buy a pre-built PC. So I want to build it myself. And then I ended up buying a pre-built PC because it was, you know. But the one that I built, it works really well. And I feel like I learned a lot with it. So it was a really good experience. Can you shut up for the love of God? And yeah, same with mechanical keyboards, but with mechanical keyboards, so many of them, bro. It's like one of those hobbies that you close your eyes and suddenly you have like just a fuck ton of them. I have keyboards coming out of my ears. Like, I'm trying to, oh my God, hold on.
What are you doing to her? Stop. Come here. Well, stop. You're being fucking annoying too. Get over here. Seriously,
though? Wait, what? You need to. Yeah. keyboard. You wanna... I don't think I can sell, like, keyboards specifically, but, like, I really like doing the keyboard streams and stuff because I hope, like, I don't know, maybe one day you guys will build it alongside of me at the same time. Like, we can all get the same parts and build the same keyboard together. I think it'd be really cute. More keys and less monies. Every time I'm like, okay, I've made the perfect keyboard. I'm very happy with it. I go on, like, YouTube or TikTok, and I see someone else's keyboard, and I'm like, ah, that sounds like straight-up sex. I need that. It's all about the thock, man, chasing after the perfect thock. I've decided I want, like, my most ideal keyboard would sound like the Lego Star Wars building sound. Like, that is the sound exactly that I want. And I've seen people do it with their keyboards. It sounds, like, identical. So I just have to sit down and do the research of, like, what parts and stuff I want. But, like, you know, I want it to sound like the Lego Star Wars building sound. Yes. Yeah, we have it's been kind of inactive, but, or maybe it's, I don't know what the word is. Archived? No? There used to be a Ashley keyboard building, thread on Discord, so you can check that out. I'm gonna put the specs for the keyboard that I was supposed to build this, or last keyboard. We're still gonna build it, it's just in a box right now. And I'm not unpacking my house until at least Monday. Which, I also don't know what the schedule for... I don't know what my streaming schedule for next week is going to be like because of the fucking move, and I'm stressed out. Because, like, I was trying to make the schedule today, but then I was like, I don't know what days I'm free and which ones I'm not. And, like, I had all these streaming ideas and stuff, but, like, they require a lot of time to be put into them, and I feel bad that I just don't have the time to be putting into them. So it's not like I'm not putting in effort with my streams, but just, like, trying to do what I can do while I'm in the middle of moving because I refuse to take like a week off to do this move. I'm gonna be streaming on the fucking floor and I don't care. It's okay. I just sitting here with my head in my hands, rocking back and forth. It's okay though. It's okay. We cope. Moving sucks. Bro, we didn't even have a house until yesterday. Like, this entire move has been such a nightmare. How much would this build be? I think the keyboard was. Let me search it. Minicat 64. It took a little bit to ship. It's $75 for the Minicat 64. And then I got the Razer Phantom keycaps in all white for it because I wanted an all white like LED focus keyboard. So that's what I'm doing for this. I don't know what switches I'm going to be using though. So I'll have to figure that out. I'm not sure if I want something. Well, I'm not sure if I want linear or tactile, like to start, but I don't know, like, if I want something smoother and, like, I'm okay with the noise, or if I want something really quiet this time around. So I have to sit down and have to think about it. But the Razer keycaps, they fit on, like, a majority of, switches, so it's not, like, a big deal with those. Like, I know Razer uses like fucked up annoying stems and stuff, and I am debating linear tactiles are good. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. At first, I was gonna just use some switches I had on hand that aren't sitting in a keyboard right now, but well, actually, now that I think about it, I have two sets of switches that aren't in the keyboard at the moment. I don't know if I have enough of them though. Because bent some of them. It's fine. It happens. That's why you get extras. Want to try to finish the ramen, but I already feel like I'm gonna die. Okay, almost done. And now I just can't stop thinking about what switches I want. I mean, it's something I can worry about later. I don't even know I'm fucking dying. The taste is mid. The texture is gummy. Tummy feel I'm full. Good night, Kamara. Thanks for coming. The broth tastes really good though, so I don't wanna stop drinking the broth. Can you guys hear me slurping my ramen? That's kind of embarrassing. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do it really quietly right now. Can you stop? Bro, I'm literally watching you. What is your fucking problem? Did your cat ever try to fucking drink bleach in front of you? out of nowhere. Because my cat was trying to fucking drink bleach right in front of me. Faced cat. No. Bro, my cat has fucking pica. Have I told you guys about that? Stop! My cat has. Can I get her over here? Trixie. Come here. Hi. You have something you want to say? No? Okay. She has pica. She's eaten drywall. And we give her these. Pica is a disease. I don't know if it's actually a disease. Maybe it's just like a brain issue. It is a brain issue. I'm classifying it as a disease. Where you just can't stop eating, like, everything. Like, just random shit. You just eat it all the time. And my cat is, she's fucking pica. She's eating, like, drywall. And she eats her toys. And she eats, like, our couch. And this is a drywall cat. Yeah. This is a drywall cat. I have told you guys. So currently next to me is Gigi. And Trixie is trying to figure out how to drink the bleach without me seeing. I thought that was a human-only thing. I don't fucking know. She's pica. Trixie! Never mind. Reminds me of my dog that ate an MD disc. I thought the only way to go. What the fuck is a goat? Ow! Man, this ramen tastes, it's real good. Do you guys ever listen to, like, ASMR people eating? Not that I do. But I like when, like, I see, like, TikToks or something of, like, people eating crunchy candy. It's the ramen ever. This ramen is the ever. Ramen? This is the ramen. Eating gives me huge ASMR trigger. Like, there's, like, this, like, crystal candy or something that this lady eats on TikTok, and I like the noise that it makes when she eats it, and like all of it is like different noises because they're different consistencies. Like some of them are really crunchy, but some of them are like more gummy in the middle but have like a really nice crunch. I don't know, I really like listening to her eat them, and I feel like that's kind of strange because like who likes listening to people like fucking eat? That's kind of gross. But just like this specific food sounds so, no, it's not Pop Rocks. Pop Rocks are fucking stupid. No, I'm gonna find the video. I'm gonna post it. I keep thinking, like, man, I wanna post, like, the TikToks and stuff I watch on Twitter. But then sometimes I'm like, maybe this is, like, insensitive or something. And TikTok kids? I'm gonna say something. Okay, nobody archives this. Because I talked about it earlier with my mother. With Rin Mama. TikTok kids make me fucking crazy because I will log onto TikTok and the amount of like 9/11 jokes I see, like, and then I remember that like we are living in a time where there are people born after 9/11, and like they just make jokes about 9/11 like it's nothing, and like I don't know. Like, I was born after 9/11. So like I can't like say anything, but like when I meet someone younger than me, it's like, oh yeah, I was born in like 2008. I'm like, what the fuck? But like I was born in a time when like you still know about 9/11. Like they still teach you, like you still know what it is, right? And like I don't go on the internet and start making 9/11 jokes. But like these kids on TikTok, they make so many 9/11 jokes all the time. And I'm like, what? I just hate TikTok. I don't know. Sometimes the things I see on TikTok, I'm like, where are these children's parents? Some of these people are like my age, and I'm like, where are your parents? Difficult to like TikTok. There's good parts of TikTok, but also like I have to remind myself being born 2001 is of age. Yeah, it is. Isn't it like up to 2003 of age? Something like that? Something like that. Wait, do you mean 18, like legal? I don't know if I would consider an 18-year-old legal. Wait, 2003? I don't remember. Anyways, there's this one time I was at a theme park. And like smoking age, I thought you could smoke at 15. I have a story for you guys. I have a really yabai story for you guys. So, at my academy, high academy, maybe my 30 year. Or something, the marching band had a missing uniform, and our band director was like, "You have to return the uniform right now. You can do it, after school hours so nobody sees you. But like, the band uniform needs to be returned because we have a parade coming up, and that student doesn't have a uniform. So please return it." And nobody could find the uniform. Like it was just never ever found again. But somehow, some way, someone ended up finding where the uniform went. And it's really, 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 yeah. So, this actress and actor came to our academy after school hours on a school day. They came after school hours early in the afternoon and wore the band uniform. They wore the band uniform to film a porno. And it was posted to websites, but being on said websites is the only way that you would be able to know, which means the person that found out where the uniform went was like spending way too much time on like Pornhub looking at stuff and just came across like, oh hey, that's where you. When our band director, our band director was like the super conservative old white Christian guy, right? There's another story I'll tell you guys, but like he was a very conservative old white Christian man, and so when he found out what had happened to the band uniform, he like it was never brought up again because he was so mortified about like it happening. He was so mortified, which like I think is hilarious because like a band director, like seeing him mortified is really funny. There's another story I have from that same year where like I was on the dance team, color guard team in my academy, and we had a trip coming up with the band. Like all the trips that we would go on were like band color guard like joint. And we were given the opportunity to perform in Hawaii, my third year. And it was like really awesome because like It's a Hawaii trip. Like, why would you not take the opportunity to go to Hawaii? Like, that's fucking awesome. So we were all really excited to go to Hawaii, but our band director, the same like conservative old white Christian guy, put a dress code that said the girls were not allowed to wear bikinis. Like, every girl had to be dressed in like a one piece bathing suit, and like had to be like you had to wear shorts over it too. So like we had to wear like this seems like a one time at band camp story. I mean, like, everyone's got those types of stories, right? But no, this is like a Leah issue, right? Because I was like, that dress code is fucking ridiculous, because like the guys don't have like a dress code where they need to wear shirts or anything. Like, the guys are able to just wear swim trunks and no shirts. I don't see why you have to put such a strict dress code for the girls. And so it wasn't like I was like complaining about the trip or like ungrateful to be going. I was just like talking with some alumni, like at some other thing. I was just like talking to the alumni, and it came up in conversation, and all I said was, I think the dress code is ridiculous. Like, that's all I said. And this alumni I was talking to thought I was saying that like oh, the band trip, like how do I say this, like thought I was being ungrateful for it. And she started yelling at me, which like freaked me out, because I was like, what the fuck? This girl is also like conservative Christian, and she was like, yeah, like girls shouldn't be wearing bikinis like that, because it means that you're not saving yourself for God and all this stuff, and was like yelling at me. And I was like, you're fucking crazy, shut your mouth. So anyways, and it ended up like becoming this whole big issue at like our school, and like Leah was the one that started complaining, and now she's calling the band director sexist, which wasn't even what I was doing, but like, would I do it? Probably. Anyways, started this whole big issue, and then like we get on the trip, right? We get on the trip, and I have no respect for authority. All right, let's get that clear. I have no respect for authority, and I will put my appearance over every. If I'm not the cutest person in the room, I'll kill myself. True story. So obviously, we were like on the band trip and stuff. I bought really cute bikinis, and I was like, wow, these are really cute, I'm gonna wear them. And then our band director started yelling at me when we were at the beach, and I was like, I'm not even from the school, so don't yell at me. And so he got in trouble for yelling at students from other schools. Yeah, that's my story. Maybe not that fun of a story. I think it's hilarious though, because like he had to like write a bunch of apology emails and stuff for like telling off other students that weren't even from his school about like the dress code and stuff, and like it was all because I fucking lied. Which, like, you wanted to come back and say like, oh, Leah started this issue, Leah's a bad person, Leah's ungrateful. No, I won't stand for it. So I didn't. I just sat down, and I wore my cute bikini, and I would do it again. I'm gonna be honest though, that whole trip was fucking mid as hell. The only good part about it was we stayed at this one hotel where like the bar was like in part of like the ocean, so like the ocean waves would like come up over the bar. That was like really cool. And there was a sea urchin there, and I was poking the sea urchin with a stick. That was a good part. Was there anything else good about that trip? Not really. Hawaii is overrated. Wait, aren't you from Hawaii? Wait, hold on. I like Hawaii. I think it's really nice there. I want to go back. Oh, wait. There's one hotel we stayed at had an aquarium inside of it. So when you ate breakfast, there was like a little stingray. I would like swim around. That was a lot of fun too. But I don't know. Yeah, and sea animals. All I wanted to do was stare at the sea animals. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. Like, all of our stuff we did on that trip was like hiking. Do I look like I fucking hike? Do I look like I'm someone fit for hiking? Do you think that I would ever willingly go outside I'd be like, you know what sounds good? Waking up at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning to go hiking. Because that's what we did. We had like call times of like 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and we weren't even getting back to our hotel until like 11 o'clock or like midnight some days. How good was your high school football team? I don't know. I didn't pay attention to them. We had like a bunch of, or not a bunch. We had this like one really bad incident there, but I think aren't most high school football teams like ass? I don't know. I don't know much about football. Or do you mean soccer? We had this one thing happen. My first year of academy, there was a yearbook photo taken of the soccer team. And the person in the photo that they took of the soccer team wasn't wearing well, first of all, they weren't even wearing underwear, but it was a guy. He wasn't wearing anything except his shorts. And they took an action shot for the yearbook, and you could see it, all of it, and nobody caught it. They published the yearbook, they got it printed, they handed it out to every student at the school. And after it was already handed out, they were like, oh shit, we made a mistake. Yeah, that was. It was. Y'all boy. Really, y'all boy. It's not base, no. It was like a huge issue. I was like, why do you even buy your book if like you're just going to, like have to return it. I lost my train of thought. I don't even want to go back to eating my ramen though. Eh? I need to burn my yearbook. I didn't have any yearbooks. And like my parents were like, you should get one so you can remember, but like they're just bulky, man. I didn't really want one. I'm glad that I didn't get one because I don't know what to do with them now. They're being used as monitorizers. Just use a normal fucking monitorizer. What the hell? Yeah. They're like a waste of money. Cause they're like what, like a couple $100 for this book you're gonna use like one time. Kind of annoying. I don't know. I could never. I think I have some from like a couple years, like my middle academy years, but nothing else. My cats are having like a Texas stare down right now. It's kind of cute. Nostalgia is a dangerous drug. It kind of is. I'm the type of person that like when I start packing, I sit down and I like look at everything and I start like remembering stuff. I know when like I'm doing spaces and streams like this, I feel like I talk too much because I get so nostalgic. I even get nostalgic about like things that just happened a couple of days ago though. I wouldn't want nostalgia of being a neat. Hell yeah, neat days are the fucking best, man. You don't need to like have a productive life. Just be neat. Yeah, that's what my. Ew, what the fuck? Wait, let's rinse this out.
Nice. You want to say something? You want to say something? Casey, come here. Say something. I don't know if they can hear you. Say it again. Is that all you have to say? Say it again. You're being stupid. You're embarrassing me. Oh my god, please go to sleep. I'll end the space here so it'll force you to go to sleep, okay? I'm already starting to go back up to my room. So, let's say, Otsuriya, Oyasuriya here, okay? Oyasuriya, thank you for coming to the space. Goodbye!